excluded fellows. Those are Tarsa. Because later you remember in book 4 or 5, you say in Islam, that routine of going and living in a cave is haram, because you have to be with these we. That isolation, Tarsa, or those people, regardless of the religion even, Tarsayan are those fellows, I think.
My problem was with the translation that says Christians and Jews, because of like for English speaking.
Oh, first of all, Tarsa has nothing to do with Christian. Because Tarsa, for us, is historically covering all the people who leave the society alone. They go and prefer to be alone, to left alone. So here, yes, when this is unavoidable. I believe once for all, somebody at the beginning should clarify this in their mind, that whatever you see here, be careful not to interpret it to the political-economic system that is running now. None of these words means. I believe I have repeated 1,000 times that these are stories. When he's talking about Muhammad, he's talking about Muhammad that I'm talking here about. The Muhammad, which is a prophet in my heart, I never talk about him here, and I don't believe Rumi is talking about him. When Rumi is saying Hab, honestly, I don't think that he thinks about God. Because I have seen in different ways that he has all these meanings in his head, or better say for that word, in his heart. Because honestly, the only clue we have, I have repeated this, I believe not enough. The only key we have is some tendency here towards Hab, that being attracted to beauty and justice is the only thing that I have in hand in my logics, honestly. The only thing that I could count on. Because philosophy, I counted on for several years, and I saw the dead end of philosophy. Because it's a fantastic highway to move around and enjoy it, but it doesn't lead anywhere, because it's intelligence and it's full of cover-ups. Then the main thing for me is poetic language. Why poetry? Because philosophy needs a very sharp language. The only thing they could create for philosophy to improve it is a language like mathematics to explain everything. This is something else. This is something that has nothing to do with intelligence. Rumi himself, he said, it's not the way, it's not to expand your knowledge and understanding. Because we believe in the King, we believe in Savior. We don't believe that we can save ourselves. We could help ourselves to increase the quality, but the Savior is here. It's not out there, it's here, every single moment. If I'm worthy of being saved, I'll be saved. That's the basic of it. Therefore, here and everywhere else, when he says Juhud, I never, ever, ever thought about the Jewish people. It doesn't give me that, because a little bit feeling of that kind of, I don't know, I call it racism in a way, will make me run away from these texts miles. When he's talking about the believers, mu'min, I don't really think that Rumi is thinking about the Muslims. No way that I could understand that. Because I will see his explanation. when you don't see the totality, one part of it could be misinterpreted and offensive and things like that. But it's out of text. The text refers, here he's insisting in something that Ahmadi historically is ridiculous. That in the beginning of Islam, a group of people will build another mosque to secretly bring some Jew and some Christian here to preach. You need a big fantasy to believe in that. Thanks God I have that fantasy. I understand this is a story and he's choosing the words accordingly. For Jehud here, to me, because somewhere else he will call them Bani Israel. Because that's how we know them. But here he insists upon that word and it's, yes, very complicated. Especially if you translate Tarsa to only the Christian monks. Because Tarsa, the word is monk. To Iranian, when you say Tarsa, I understand what monk is all about. I mean, in the newspaper, you could read when they reported, at the time, when they reported about Mahatma Gandhi, they would say, this Tarsa fellow. Because he was weaving his own clothes and things like that. That is what Tarsa is. I don't know, translation, maybe.
Monk? Because of the tradition of convents and monasteries in Christians, I guess that's why they called people that were...
Yeah, I believe Tarsa and Juhud here could be translated to monks and personal effort believers, I don't know. But you cannot do that. You put it that way, some explanation. Because if it is like that, you have to change everything, then you will become sick by being politically correct. Because that's dishonesty to me. Yes?
The Prophet said, yes, but we are intending to march and starting on a campaign. As soon as I return from this expedition, I will then set out to that mosque at once. He put them off and hurried to the field of war. He played a game of trickery with the tricksters. When he came back from the campaign, they returned and sought that past promise.
Means what? You see, immediately he went to this. Okay, the prophet makes a trick. What kind of prophet is that? He made a trick, brought an excuse. But as soon as he came back, they were there. Means over there, do not find some excuses. Because if you find some excuse, you postpone the confrontation. You have to confront this situation. You have to confront your logic when he's doing this. You cannot be soft with it. Yes?
When he came back from the campaign, they returned and sought that past promise. God said to him, O prophet, proclaim the treachery, and if war be, say, let it be.
No, it's not like that. Because the Persian version is beautifully talking about something which is missing over there. First of all, God didn't say. Haq said, okay? Haq told him, O you prophet, be transparent. Say it openly. The excuse, even if it is the war, because it plays both ways. Your excuse was about the war, even with that you should have talked this, and at the same time, you have to talk openly if it starts a war. Doesn't matter. Means when it comes to Haq, even the prophet doesn't have the right to delay it. Don't delay it. Yes?
He said, O false people, be silent. Hush, lest I tell your secret thoughts. When he had declared a few indications of their inmost thoughts, they were in evil plight. Thereupon the envoys turned back from him, crying, God forfend, God forfend. Every hypocrite, by way of fraud, brought a Quran under his arm to the prophet, in order to take oaths, for oaths are a shield, because oaths is a custom followed by the wicked.
Aha! This is the point. First of all, let's see what happened. When he came back, the prophet, they came again, and Haman told him that, hey, be clear. Bring in the excuse, even it will, if it starts a war. So, he called them that, oh, you rotten inside fellows. You are the enemies. And shut up. If not, I will bring open your secrets. And he hinted towards some of the weaknesses, so they were in trouble. What did they do? They turned around, denying and swearing in the name of God. Said, ha! This is one of the good address to find these fellows. They swear. Who will swear? An honest fellow doesn't need to swear and will never. And this honest fellow will swear and will break it again and again and again. So swearing is not acceptable. Let's hear it from Rumi. Yes?
Since a wicked man does not keep faith in religion, he will break oath at any time. The righteous have no need of oath because they have two clear eyes. Breach of compacts and covenants is of stupidity. Keeping the oaths and faithfulness is the practice of him that fears God.
I don't know that fear of God, how did it appear over there? Honestly, I'll translate the Persian. Breaking the contract and your words is because of ignorance, stupidity. Keeping that iman, that faith, is because of being kind. And this is the work of somebody who will hesitate. Over there is muttaqi. Taqi means the one who hesitates to do the wrong stuff. In a way, remember, in the meaning of tarsa, we said these are the fellow who will live this life. In a way, taqi is another kind of that. Not living the life, but living all the temptation of the ego is taqi. Means if you resist your temptations, this is what you should do. This is the work of a fellow who wants to purify himself. Yes?
Said the prophet, shall I take your oaths as true by the oath of God? Again, those people, the Quran in their hands and the seal of fasting on their lips, swore another oath, saying, by the truth of this holy and true word, that the building of the mosque is for God's sake. In that place there is no contrivance of deceit. In that place there is commemoration and sincerity and calling unto the Lord. The prophet answered, the voice of God is coming into my ear like an echo. God hath put a seal upon your ears, so that they make not haste to the voice of God. Lo, the voice of God is coming to me distinctly. It is filtered clear to me. like the pure from the dregs.